Question 578. I was wondering if it's okay for me as a female to hug a male my age if we are not married, but just really like one another. Is it okay for me to sing a Jewish song to him that could make some sort of impact on him, considering that he isn't religious? He might like my voice, so the Jewish words in the song may instill in him more. If you can please answer this question, and also why women and men aren't supposed to touch before they get married, I would really appreciate as long of an answer as possible. If it's okay with you, because I'm going through this kind of situation right now with a guy that I really like. Thank you so much again, and may God bless you with even more than you answer. Sincerely, Chana, anonymous from Wisconsin. In any case, it is not proper, it is in fact prohibited, for people who are not married to have physical contact. The Torah prohibits it, or according to some, it's rabbinically prohibited to have any kind of contact that is of a endearing nature. The simplest idea is that when it comes to sexual urges, one thing leads to another, and therefore this is a fence around the Torah from having forbidden sexual relations. Also, a man is not allowed to listen to the singing voice of a woman. And that also is considered an erva, something that is sexually enticing. And keeping this mitzvah gives a person extra holiness and purity, and we are mandated to be holy and pure. And the relationship between the sexes is relegated to marriage and to certain times in marriage. And that is just as much as the Torah relegates all of our deeds and everything that we do, what we eat and how we eat and when we eat. So too the Torah deals with all the appetites and drives of a human being, including the sexual ones, and to maintain a Torah lifestyle and to maintain purity and holiness, one must follow the imperatives and mandates of the Torah in every area, and the sexual area is no less important, and in fact very, very much more important than other areas.